happy to get involved, and it actually goes to Henninger, the debutant, down to Hunt. And Foley, shot ball! Israel Folau up over the 22, puts on a bit of footwork. They won't drag him in. It's a try to Israel Folau. It's a double to the Wallaby fullback.
Oh, what a ball. Bernard Foley.
Isn't that a great sight? A beautiful pass from
Foley
Bernard
to Folau.
Putting Folau in for one of his two tries on the weekend, but he is an awesome athlete. I'm talking about Bernard Foley, who joins us on the line. G'day, Vernon.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how good was that to be associated with a nice win, I guess? What was your wash-up from it?
Yeah, it was. It was a great game for us in terms of how we started and the intent we showed. I suppose the finishing or the execution wasn't at 100%, but, you know, after a week's preparation, we were probably aware that that's going to be the case. But I think the intent from everyone to go out there and play that sort of style and afternoon style rugby sort of was conducive to that running style. And, you know, I thought the Fijians were really passionate and gave us a really good heart for the game.
A couple of tries to the Fijians and a couple of tries to the Fijians in the Wallaby side too. So did they mention much about that after they, or in the lead up to it, Henry Spate and Tevita Kurandrani?
Yeah, I think it was a really special occasion for the Australian Fijians to play against their, you know, their countrymen and guys they know really well and have played with. So it was mentioned beforehand that the guys in the Fijian descent were to lead that physicality, lead the way for us in the Australian team to show how much respect they have for their countrymen. And I think the two guys did that really well in Tevita and Henry. And, you know, Henry was lucky to score a couple of tries.
Have they ever thought about in the world of rugby having a country of origin series? It would be quite phenomenal, Bernard. Who would emerge?
Yeah, I think the makeup of the teams would change very, very quickly. But, yeah, I think, you know, the Pacific Islanders have always been a really good, talented bunch of players, you know, and you get a lot of great players coming out of those nations. And, you know, we're lucky enough to have a few. I'm sure a few go to New Zealand, a few go to France. So it is a world game, rugby union. And as you said, that countries of origin game would be something pretty special.
The other guy who made his debut, along with Ned Haddick, Carmichael Hunt, who is just incredible as an athlete, you know, now 30 years of age, playing his third code and playing it at the elite level. And the interesting way is that the way he combined with you, how does it work, Bernie, when he gets the first receiver at different stages just for you to play that fraction wider?
Yeah, we did. We interchange a little bit, so allow him to get into first receiver and also to sort of shift me a bit further out to in those wider channels. But I thought he did remarkably well, you know, coming in of only a week's preparation. You saw the class of the man. He's able to just adapt and you know, roll with the punches. And I think the great thing about Carmichael, he loves the contact, he loves the physicality, and you know, you could really see him getting stuck into test footy, and I think it suits him really well.
Mate, what happens with this Scotland match? Are there more combinations that Michael Checker wants to try out, or he wants to make the ones that we started with on the weekend gel even better?
Well, that's something you'll have to ask him. I'm not too sure I think, you know, it's a great season or great series, these afternoon test matches. And, you know, the Sydney games will be a great occasion. Saturday afternoon, hopefully a full stadium out at the SFS there. But I think what Czech's wanting to do is try different combinations and sort of build up. You know, every game is very important, but there's a fair bit happening after this series as well. So I think it's getting guys comfortable in the position and getting guys in the team, and also, you know, seeing who's putting their hand up is something I think the coaches are really focusing on over these 3 weeks.
You mentioned the crowd that you're hoping for on this Saturday. A little bit disappointing last Saturday, and there might be a number of reasons around that with the Melbourne Rebels under threat from the ARU. But one of the things that our listeners mentioned previously was the fact that all the players stayed out on the field for the fans to come. Where did that directive come from, Bernie? Whose idea was that, and what was the response from the players?
I think the response is really positive for the players. You know, it's really great for us to go out and engage with our fans. You know, and I think there was a lot of, we did a lot of activities off the field last week in Melbourne to try and engage the rugby public. You know, they have probably been doing it pretty tough all around the world, all around Australia, but also in Melbourne. So there was a lot of initiatives last week to get out to the club lands, to get out to a number of functions. And I thought the boys did really well. And I think one of those initiatives too was that players are on the field and allow the crowd to come on the field and just interact and to mingle with them is something small that we can do, but hopefully it gets allows a lot of people a lot more satisfaction and I suppose interaction with the team.
Mate, what do you expect from Scotland come the weekend?
A fiery game.
Yeah,
you know, I think every time we've played Scotland or I've played Scotland, it's gone down to the last couple of minutes of every game. So I think they'll come out, they'll be really passionate. They've had a really good win over Italy on the way over here. So I think we can expect a quality Scottish side who's going to be up for the fight. And you know, we're going to have to be very well prepared and go out there and execute our game plan to get the win.
Crusaders lost over the weekend. Now, it did take the combined forces of four nations to do it. But when you look at things like that, and you know, the British and Irish Lions have been criticised, do you start thinking, okay, well, there's a chink in the armour of New Zealand rugby. Is that talked about within the group?
It only took four nations to beat them. I think we sort of saw that it's going to be a really great tour for the British and Irish Lions. But I think the Kiwi teams, you know, are primed and well for this series, and that's what I think they've been building up to for a number of years now. So this year it sort of culminated at the top, and you know, I think there's another game tonight against the Highlanders, so there'll be another great test for the depths of the Kiwi sides. But I think the provincial sides, there's so many talent, so much talent, so much depth that they'll really challenge the British and Irish Lions every game that they play in this whole series.
Bernard, congrats on the victory on the weekend. Let's make it two victories when you take on Scotland. That's going to be Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock. So we look forward to it all.
Thank you very much, guys. Yeah, it should be a great afternoon.
At Allianz Stadium. So all rugby fans get out there and support the Wallabies up against Scotland. Scotland are actually ranked number 5 in the world and Fiji were ranked number 10th in the world, but I'm not too sure.
They've only got 3 players in the British and Irish Lions, the Scottish side. And that's after they beat Ireland and they beat Wales during the Six Nations. So they're a little bit disappointed with that. But it means they've got a strong test team for this game against Australia on Saturday.